This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says Washington has determined that Russia has committed crimes against humanity in Ukraine, insisting on Saturday that justice must be served to the perpetrators. In an address to the Munich Security Conference, she also says 1 year ago, the U.S. suspected that a Russian assault on Ukraine was imminent.
Today, a year later, we know. Kyiv is still standing. Russia is weakened. The transatlantic alliance is stronger than ever.
At that same conference, Secretary General Jen Stoltenberg says there's no risk-free option with the level of involvement in the Russian-Ukraine war.
Some worry that our support to Ukraine risks triggering escalation. Let me be clear. There are no risk-free options. But the biggest risk of all is if Putin wins.
And again, that is UN Secretary, NATO Secretary General Jen Stoltenberg. North Korea said Sunday that its latest intercontinental ballistic missile test was meant to further bolster its fatal nuclear attack capacity against its rivals as it threatened additional powerful steps in response to the planned military training between the United States and South Korea. Saturday's ICBM test, the North's first missile test since January 1st, signals its leader Kim Jong-un is using his rival's drills as a chance to expand his country's nuclear capability. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has now decided to receive hospice care and spend his remaining time at home with his family instead of additional medical intervention. That's according to the Carter Center on Saturday. At 98, he has lived longer after leaving office than any other president. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Carter was a Democrat and peanut farmer from the southern U.S. state of Georgia who had served only one term. He lost his bid for re-election in 1980 to Republican Ronald Reagan. His 4 years in office were rocky, marred by economic problems and a hostage crisis in Iran. But he also helped broker the Camp David Accords that led to a peace treaty between Israel and Egypt. Carter said in 2015 that a cancer diagnosis had him convinced he had only a few weeks to live.
But I was surprisingly at ease. You know, I've had a wonderful life. I've had thousands of friends, and I've had an exciting and adventurous and gratifying existence.
He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2002 for his work on humanitarian causes. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Biden administration is scrambling to avert a diplomatic crisis over Israeli settlement activity this week at the United Nations that threatens to overshadow and perhaps derail what the U.S. hopes will be a solid 5 days of focus on condemning Russia's war with Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made two emergency calls Saturday from the Munich Security Conference, which he's attending. And the last-minute intervention might salvage the situation, according to diplomats familiar with the ongoing discussions. The top diplomats from the United States and China met Saturday in the first high-level contact between their countries since the U.S. shot down an alleged Chinese spy balloon 2 weeks ago, with Secretary of State Antony Blinken sending the message that Beijing's surveillance programs have been exposed. He and Wei Ying, the Chinese Communist Party's most senior foreign policy official, held the hours-long talk in Munich where they were attending the International Security Conference, according to the U.S. State Department. With customary signs and familiar chairs, thousands of Israelis returned to the streets in Tel Aviv on Saturday. Protests that planned to overhaul the country's judiciary, that the justice minister said he was trying to and determined to complete. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.